I had to make an audio about this. I tried to write it down, but I couldn't do it because I have too much to say and I don't want people to skip over what I have to say. Every month that I've had people submit ideas, I have always said that the ideas can be super simple, super basic. They do not have to be detailed. Basically, if there's something you want to hear, other people probably want to hear it too. So I've always said, do you want more Monster Girl? Like, what do you want? Just say, it could be super simple. Just say a Monster Girl audio. I have not been getting a lot of participation each month, but this month I got the most participation I've ever had. And I am so, so excited. Now, the simplest audio suggestion ever submitted was a Naughty Mommy Dom audio. And guess which one? A Naughty Mommy Dom audio. That got 12 votes. And see, it can be super simple, super basic. It doesn't matter. So I was really excited to see this one win just because it proves a point. Your ideas do not have to be super detailed. And I think that's something that people worry about so they don't submit ideas. Basically, if there's something you want to hear me do, there's something that you want more of, say so. Because again, other people probably want it too. So whether it be Mommy Dom, Monster Girl, more F-Dom, more F-Sub, anything. Just submit the idea, no matter what it is. It can be simple. It can be detailed. It does not matter. And I hope that this proves that point. So again, I was really excited to see this win because it shows that you do not have to be scared when submitting ideas. And you literally can submit anything. Okay, not anything. Patreon does not allow incest or rape. And I do not allow bestiality, scat, water sports, nothing racist. So yeah, no race play, nothing bigoted, no homophobia, no transphobia. But aside from those things, you can submit anything, literally anything. The sky's the limit. This idea was 4 words long. A Naughty Mommy Dom audio. Just 4 words. So I'm hoping that in January, I will have the same amount of participation or even more participation moving forward. Also, I had more people vote this month than ever before. So that was really exciting too. I'm so glad to see so much more participation. That makes me really happy. So thank you. The Safe for Work audio suggestion that won is that I'm sick and you comfort me while we're curled up in front of the fireplace. That'll be a nice cozy one. I don't get a lot of participation for the Safe for Work audios. I don't get a lot of people submitting them and I don't get a lot of people voting for them. And something that I've been thinking about forever is just doing away with Safe for Work totally. I've done a poll about it. I think I've done 2 polls about it. But there's always been enough people that want it to stay that I've been like, yeah, maybe I should keep Safe for Work. But I really don't get much participation and interaction with the Safe for Work stuff. So you guys can let me know how you feel about that. Anyway, I should keep this short. And I kind of feel bad making you listen to an audio instead of just typing it out because I know that's a lot quicker for you to read. But I really, really wanted to do an audio just to make people listen to what I had to say. Again, please, please submit your ideas each month. They can be super simple. They really can be. You don't need to think of an entire plot. That's my job. I have to come up with plots. Or you can come up with a plot if you like. That's okay too. But I'm the one who makes the script or does the improv. I come up with the actual audio. You don't have to worry about that. Anyway, thank you all so much for your support. I know I say that all the time, but I really appreciate all of you. And happy holidays!